Freedom ERP with an above top secret member podcast in reply to Justin Oldham's thread on what does it take to start a third political party in America. Hey Justin, I've already said this in one of my replies, but great podcast. Very well thought out, substantially well thought out, and not as rambling as mine. So keep up the good work, and I've enjoyed the threat of the podcast on that one. I suppose I'm just sort of replying just probably for summary in my mind of what you've tried to say, and just sort of casting back over all the podcasts that you've raised. How likely is it that a third party will actually arise in the, say, the next, let's say, 2 to 3 years, if we sort of look at what you outlined as to what has to happen for a political party to be taken seriously and have credibility and have the momentum? I'd probably turn around and say that's highly unlikely. And then you also talk about the sizable investment financially required to set a party up. You know, you're going to be looking at someone, and I think both you and I have mentioned this in our podcasts, someone who has significant financial wealth available and someone who comes from business. So I'm just sort of thinking, you know, just how likely is it that there will be a credible and serious third alternative in US politics in the next 5 years, with what you've outlined, what needs to happen? And I can't honestly see that the Republicans or the Democrats are probably going to relax the rules to make it easier for anybody to come up and challenge them. So I think, you know, unless there's a massive groundswell of public opinion, I fear for probably significantly parts of my lifetime and potentially your lifetimes, Justin, you know, we will be, or you will be, voting on a national level just for two parties, which I'm not sure whether that's a good or a bad thing. Just looking at that one, I'd probably say it is a bad thing. I think, you know, you need to have as broad a political representation as is possible and make that as easy for parties to come up and stand. So I'd probably sort of take that slightly disappointingly, that it's highly unlikely that we'll see a third political party. Anyway, just wanted to sort of put my views and a quick reply. Keep up the good work, Justin. We'll certainly look forward to your next post.